92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, every Friday at 7:45. It is Chamber Chat. And in the studio, we have the president of the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber, Mark Allen. How are you?
I'm good, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Lots going on with the chamber.
We have been busy, I'm telling you.
I love it.
Yeah, we had our Community Impact Day earlier this week.
That was incredible. I talked with April Tripp about that, and that was a statewide event.
Yeah, so here locally, we had 125 volunteers supporting 15 nonprofits statewide. I believe there were 12 chambers and over 3,600 volunteers.
So wow.
Part of a big initiative supported by chambers giving back to their communities, which just feels good.
It does. So what did you guys do?
Gosh, we were everywhere. Over at Ottawa Sands, okay. There was a group at the Spring Lake Library, Love in Action, Gracious Grounds.
Love it.
We helped with the DDA cleanup.
Awesome.
They painted at picnic tables at the Momentum Center. They painted at Habitat for Humanity. They resurfaced the deck at the Miniature Museum. So we were everywhere, and the volunteers had a great time. And then we wrapped it up with a celebration of their work over at the Unicorn Tavern.
There you go. I'll tell you, you guys know how to celebrate. I love it. I do. And there's always so much going on. You've got, the early bird breakfast is going on right now as we speak, but there's going to be networking at noon on the 22nd and then the Chamber's annual meeting on the 29th.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to both of those events. Networking at noon is that structured networking opportunity.
Yeah.
Building those relationships to, you know, hopefully support further conversations. And then our annual meeting, we're excited bringing that around as a lunch event. This is actually our 125th year. So our 125th annual meeting featuring Mark White, Powering Progress is our theme and our message.
I like that you're doing this at the noon hour. I like this. I do. This is great. So he's going to speak at the Spring Lake Country Club, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And it'll be a lunch event over there at the Country Club. And we also have three business awards: a Nonprofit of the Year, Homeless Prevention Partners, Small Business of the Year, Been There, Dump That.
Uh-huh.
And then our Large Business of the Year is Rammy. And we're excited to recognize those businesses for all that they do, not just to support the chamber, but their engagement in the community and really beyond.
Yeah. It's been fun doing the chamber chat, whether it's talking with you or Heather or April or one of the ambassadors. It's interesting, the chamber ambassadors, each one of them have a different take on what they do. I love that.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to have such a dedicated group of chamber ambassadors.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in this industry for 16 years, and I always say that ambassadors are some of the best people I know. But that is a true statement because they are an extension of whatever chamber they're with, an extension of that chamber team, and really instrumental in engaging with the membership and showcasing that value.
So you kind of have your thumb on the pulse of the city of Grand Haven in the Tri-City. So if somebody brings a new business in, do you guys go out and introduce yourself, or you do?
Absolutely.
And we want to part of your job.
It is
right?
Our job. We want to be part of their journey, right? We
yeah.
want to make sure that they have information and access to all the resources that they need as a startup, whether it's something we provide directly or maybe we're connecting them with the Small Business Development Center through Grand Valley State University or the MEDC. We never know what they're looking for, and so
right.
we want to make sure that we're doing our job and our part to sit down and have a conversation and learn about them.
Yeah.
Where are they at in their journey, and how do we help them get to the next step?
Yeah, I think you have to be a real people person to work for the chamber. You do.
Well, you do.
You know?
Absolutely. And that business growth, right, being part of that journey. And,
yeah.
You know, the recent ribbon-cutting celebration at Glick's, the opening of their men's store, right?
Oh, they're so
happy,
fun. How
happy
fun.
To be part of those
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's all about that. It really, really is. People can go to the website grandhavenchamber.org. And I love the legislative breakfasts and stuff. Those are always really informative, whether it's Senator Roger Victory or you'll have State Rep Greg Van Workum.
Mm-hmm.
They're just informative, and it's a good way to get together and learn some things and see people and have a nice breakfast. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're doing our part too to be a little bit more engaged in some of that political or government affairs scene.
Yes, that's good.
We had a representative from Hillary Scolton's office meet with our manufacturing roundtable this week, and we're doing tours almost on a quarterly basis, taking them around to different businesses
Good.
In the Tri-Cities area, and it's important to them
yeah.
to have that visibility, and we're happy to be their partner and help
That's
them
good.
Connect out
That's really,
here
really
in
good.
This part of their region. So
yeah, things are just changing so fast. Ooh,
yeah, all the time things are changing.
I'm looking out the window here because, you know, our view is so priceless. And there's like some yacht out there or something. I don't know. There's a yacht out there. It's beautiful.
Some days it's hard to pay attention to your work, isn't it?
I always say to like my boss, I'm like, what do these people do for a living?
Right.
Who is that Michael McDonald out there? I know he loves to tool around on Lake Michigan. He does, actually. That's the truth. But anyway. Yeah, we have the best view. I'll tell you, it's like coming to paradise every day. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for doing the chamber chats.
We love it.
Our ambassadors are having a great time with it, and our staff is enjoying it. And it's always great to spend a morning and start the day with you. So
I appreciate it. It's been another edition of Chamber Chat.